now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call it, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Got some new music for you this week. It's Darren Long swings by to talk about his latest Tiki Delights album, Swank. Hidden Nazi Treasure. Have I got your attention? More on that soon. And just how do you handle rude people on public transport? We'll tackle that issue in Swank Advice. Look at the world of Swank, gig guy, and there's some new music for you right now. This is Tiffany Monique and her version of What Is This Thing Called Love?
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love? Just when you think you know what's on his mind, you're inclined to think again. Going back in time, there's no reason to rhyme to his devotion. My thoughts are yours, confused by his. Is he the man you're looking for? Infatuated by the thought of what could be a fantasy. Maybe I'm just dreaming there's a future for me and you. Lately I've been feeling something that shouldn't be. I'll admire you from afar until you turn a new page. Then all that I'm not, just a minute taste.
What is this thing called love? It's funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing? This funny, funny little thing. What is this thing called love?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation and Jim Buning, it's like this. It's Coop Cooper with some swank advice real soon and a look at the Cocktail Nation magazine coming up.
D'ici ceux de Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Darren Long joins me again from the Tiki Delights. Another album, the Tiki Delights, and special guests on this album called Swank. Congratulations.
Thanks, Coop. I appreciate that. It's been 4 years since, almost 4 years since Meet the Tiki Delights came out in August of 2013. So
that's amazing. Now, this is a combination of many songs that we've played before, plus a few new ones. What's the difference between this album and other albums that you've done?
Well, this one's kind of a combination of things, whereas it's got four newly recorded songs over the last couple of years, and we decided to release those kind of like you would singles in the old days, which you were very kind to play and kind of debut to keep us kind of this, like, kind of based on the Beatles model back in the 60s, where they had to have a single out, you know, every month or two, and at like four albums a year just to stay relevant. So four of these songs are recorded over the last few years, and the other four, to balance out the eight, are songs from my collection of demos and things that I recorded, songs that I wrote with female singers, songs I wrote to pitch to people like Diana Krall and things like that.
Right.
But they fit into the lounge thing very well, so that's why I included them.
I like it. I like your thinking on you know, releasing things regularly to stay relevant and stay in people's minds. It's an old model, but I think it's a model that really works. I mean, there's, you know, it's kind of, you know, you love your artists that you know, that release music, and you might be waiting for like a year for an album, and then you're gonna, you know, listen to that album over and over again. But sometimes when there's kind of like little tidbits coming through the year leading up to this album, and then there's a few surprises, it's a really great way of doing it. It's great for the fans, and it's great for you.
Yeah, it keeps you relevant, like you said, because the way it is nowadays, it can take, unfortunately, it takes several years sometimes to get an album together just due to the finances and all that.
Yeah.
And if you're gone from the scene for 4 years, you're almost forgotten, you know. And in the meantime, all these other groups are coming out and putting out their new material. So the single idea keeps you in the forefront. People don't forget you as easily as they will after 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the combination that you've got in the album cover art, which really reflects your music. You've got some your little Tiki Delights guys there. They got their martini glasses, they got their suits, and they're wearing a tiki mask. It's a combination of what is the lounge and exotica scene today, which is a combination of both styles and both music.
Right, and I wanted to emphasize that the Tiki Delights isn't just a tiki band, as I tried to show in the very first CD, Meet the Tiki Delights, where it was more of a... It showed a little more depth about what we do, a little spaghetti western, a little surf, some real true exotica, some lighter stuff, that we're not just typecast into one style of music. And then, of course, branching out into the lounge was something I wanted to do. And there's several groups that have been able to do that successfully and do instrumental and do vocal, and I wanted to do that too.
Yeah.
And Eric October did the artwork again for me, which is great. So I asked him to do kind of a cocktail theme, put the guys in suits instead of tiki shirts, and all that. So I'm very happy with that.
We got Swank on there, Fashionably Late, featuring Nicole Witt, I Can't Be Left Alone, featuring Heather Rigdon on vocals, Cosmopolitan with Mark Riddle on vibes. That's pretty cool he managed to rope Mark in.
Yeah, you know, we talked for a long time about doing something together, and it took me a while to figure out what we could do, and it's kind of a George Shearing type jazz tune, and that was perfect that he could play with the piano and we could get that sound in a lounge type of thing.
Yeah.
And so, very happy with that.
Absolutely. Nicole Witt on vocals for A Few Kisses Ago. I Like My Coffee Black, Heather Rigdon, All the Stars Are in Your Eyes, and of course, the instrumental version of Swank, which is Swankology, which is, you know, both of those songs, Swank and Swankology, hold up so nicely, you know, as instrumental and as vocals. They work so well.
You know, I got to give credit to our friend David Gaston for that.
Oh, really?
he's the one who suggested that originally. And he said, you know, you might try an instrumental version of Swank. And I thought, well, you know, that's a really good idea because you get more mileage out of the song. And it gives people more options when they're playing it on podcasts and things.
Yeah.
So it's actually something I'm looking forward to doing on other tracks like that.
Yeah, no,
it's actually a very good idea.
It's nice. A lot of people involved, like John Nanny on electric guitar, Roger Morris on keyboards, John Heinrich on sax and flutes, Dan Serafini on keyboards, guitars and drums, who I know you've worked with before, Dave Simon as well on electric guitars for the solo on Swank. A lot of people you've pulled into this track. I imagine it must be difficult to maintain that constant sound of the Tiki Delights, because you know you've got a very consistent sound. Clearly you've got a real vision as to where you want to take this.
Well, thank you. It's interesting that John Annie's been one of my main songwriting friends here in Nashville for years, and we've recorded and written a lot of songs together, and he plays on some of those. He actually plays guitar on A Few Kisses Ago and Fashionably Late, as well as helping produce that. So he's a constant. John Heinrich was also on, and Roger Morris were on the first Meet the Tiki Delight CD, and Dan Serafini's been on all the lounge music, so there is a consistency of the musicianship, and those guys are all good arrangers and producers on their own, too, so
yeah,
it's a nice pool of talent here that I really enjoy.
Well, speaking of that, I've always thought it was very interesting that, you know, here's a guy who's playing some jazz, some lounge music, some exotica music, and he lives in Nashville. You know, like it's kind of odd. Obviously, I would have pulled together some great people who are local, and obviously you can pull up some people, you know, via the internet, the technology we have today. But you know, your core group of people, I imagine, are sort of surrounding you in Nashville. But it's a kind of a weird scenario that you're playing this music in what is a country music capital of the U.S.
Well, you know, it's interesting that Nashville is a real melting pot, the way maybe L.A. is for actors.
Right.
Dan Serafini, for instance, he's actually a Bostonian, and he went to Berklee School of Music, trained in composition and arranging. He's not very country at all. He did come here to do music and to write all kinds of music, but his jazz chops are fantastic. And there's a lot of people like that who came from around the country, and they may have come to country music secondarily. You know, they were pop musicians or rock musicians, jazz musicians.
Yeah,
so there's a really interesting pool of talent back here that you can tap into when you start talking to people.
Yeah,
so it's definitely not just country.
Yeah, well, look, congratulations, fantastic EP. I guess it's probably how you describe it, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, this one has 8 songs on it. The very first CD had 6.
Yeah,
so I think, yeah, I still consider it. Guys are doing different things these days. I've had several friends who do the same thing. They're, instead of releasing 10, 12, 15 songs like we used to in the old days, they're doing smaller runs, like 6 to 10. And I think that's good for the attention span these days, because so many people are downloading songs anyway and not really buying albums anymore.
Exactly. So it is often more of a singles-type market. Availability, this is out on CD Baby in hard form, isn't it?
Yeah, CD Baby for downloading only, and the physical CDs, which I had pressed up here locally, they're going to be on my site, www.darrenlong.com,
right,
where I sell my other physical CDs, so just, you can get in touch with me there, and I'll be happy to ship them out.
Fantastic.
It's kind of like a one-stop shopping thing.
Darren, congratulations once again. I don't know which track to play. I mean, perhaps we should play something we haven't played before.
You might be interested in the Fashionably Late, which is the one that I originally wrote for Diana Krall when she was getting really popular with that really lush big band sound. I even got in touch with her people in New York, but at that time she was changing direction slightly and doing more pop stuff.
Yeah.
That's an interesting song.
All right.
It was one of the first lounge-type songs I wrote.
Let's press go. Fashionably Late, Swank. It's the Tiki Delights and special guest featuring Nicole Witt. Darren, great to talk to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Coop. I appreciate it.
Cocktail Nation.
Watching the sun go down, feeling the ocean breeze. The sand is wet beneath our feet. Your hair is brushing back my hair. Baby, it's safe to say it'd be so easy. But there is somewhere we're supposed to be. Our mistake, they can wait. We'll arrive fashionably late. Aren't we the pair without a care in sight? Party's dull, the moon is full tonight. You can hold me tight. Disappear from sight. I could use a kiss, don't wanna miss the light from that old moon tonight. Watching the moon come up, feeling the stars align for you and me. Your hair is brushing back my hair. The party was much too loud. Baby, who needs that crowd? Right here is where we're supposed to. Stay, for heaven's sake, we're in love fashionably late. It's undeniable, we're unreliable, lovers who'll always be fashionably.
Cocktail Nation.
de cocktail Nation 8 Longe Leader Coucou Père.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Larry Newcomb and Bucky Pizzarelli there at Alone Together. And also Brent Later and Jamie's joint new music to the Cocktail Nation. Well, this week on the Cocktail Nation magazine, you can check it out for free, of course, our retro magazine, available anytime. Doesn't cost you nix. Check it out via the website, cocktailnation.net. Got links for you there. It's a special Flipboard magazine. It's free, updated regularly as well through the week. How about this? A treasure trove of Nazi art has been seized in Argentina. This is the stuff of 60 spy movies. In a hidden room in a house near Argentina's capital, police believe they found the biggest collection of Nazi artifacts in the country's history, including busts of Adolf Hitler, magnifying glasses inside alien boxes with swastikas, and even a macabre medical device used to measure head size. This is pretty cool stuff. Check out that story in the magazine. And one written by a good friend of the show, James M. Krause, Optimism and Prosperity, American Life During the Ivy Heyday. So check it out today. It's the Cocktail Nation magazine, free for you. Right now, Dave Brubeck Quartet and the song Take Five. They first performed it in New York City in 1959 at the Village Gate nightclub. And over the next 50 years, it's been re-recorded and played over and over again.
organization.
Precisely, Robin.
You mean...
Precisely, Robin. Precisely. Precisely, Robin. The only possible meaning.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time, will soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight with one more little kiss, say night and night. You knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time, will soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight with one more little kiss, say night and night.
The Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Ba-da-ba-da, da-ba-da-ba-da.
Cocktail Nation with the George Mann Orchestra, a man and a woman, Nat King Cole before that, and I know that you know, and I know, we all know.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank Advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
Increasingly in our technology-rich 24/7 society, the way we live and interact with other people is often fast, brash, and self-centred. Being courteous and well-mannered really forces us to think about other people for a change instead of putting ourselves first. And while the selfie generation might not appreciate it, manners and being civil to each other actually provides a bit of a buffer between people, and it makes it easier to interact and relate in life. I don't take public transport very often, I must say. I'm more keen on driving places. Maybe it's because I'm a snob, I'm not too sure. But I did actually take a train the other day because it made sense as to where I was going to go. It was a peak hour and it was a lot easier to sit on the train for a half an hour. So I did that. And I thought to myself as I headed into the train station, I wonder who will upset me today. I wonder if there's going to be any weirdos sitting next to me. What sort of strange people will I see? Because you do. You see strange people. And a guy sit next to me who clearly does not have $2 in order to purchase headphones for his device. Here he is watching YouTube music clips on his phone with the volume turned up. And I looked at him. And he looked at me. And I thought to myself, you still don't get it, do you? So I quickly dialed up the Cocktail Nation podcast on my phone and turned it up nice and loud and tapped him on the shoulder and said, look, I have a radio show. Look. Then suddenly he felt uncomfortable, probably the same degree of uncomfortability that I felt sitting next to him with his rap music blaring out of his device. He decided that it was probably best to move on and go sit somewhere else. I mostly did that for my own amusement, really. But it does make me wonder why people are oblivious to the fact that people around them maybe don't want to hear their crappy music. Turns out some people have no clue at all. I know I don't really have a solution today, apart from maybe pretending to be a strange person with a radio show. But it does make you think about your own actions, I suppose, and how you could potentially make people uncomfortable, and it's worth being aware. If you'd like to check out some swank advice, check out my free ebook in the iBooks store. Doesn't cost you anything. Free to download and regularly updated. Let's take a look at the World of Swank gig guide for pastimealbumclocks.com. Coming up July 7, Nutty playing at Vitello's in Los Angeles. August 10, Tiki Oasis. And August 26th, the Newcastle Jazz Festival of the West Leagues Club. Tiki Day coming up October 1 in Disneyland. Riz Ottolari now, and Tiffany Sequence on the Cocktail Nation.
Digue de Cocktail Nation 8 Longe Leader Coucou Père.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. Hello.
I just ring you up and encourage you and say that you're doing a fantastic job, and it's always a pleasure to hear you on the radio, buddy.
Hey, Coop, how you doing?
And of course, you're always going to hear Martin Denny and Martha Lyman and all the great.
I'm very happy and proud to be on your show, and thank you for calling halfway around the world.
Lounge, Exotica and Spy Jazz, this is Cocktail Nation 8 Coucou Père. Telle nation. De Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
I cannot accept that course of action. I cannot accept that course of action.
Thank you.
Cocktailnation with the Martini Kings, More Blues, Rush Hour Romance from Les Baxter before that, and Malcolm Lockyer and Teledrama. Next week on the show, Kramer back talking classic movies. I'm going to leave you now with one from James Spencer's latest album, Exotica, the Cocktail Piano Hour. This is his version of Lotus Land. Stay hip.